Well, Boca Raton's moment in the spotlight is now over, but will the glow continue? With that story and more from the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald. Good morning, Phil Latzman.
Thanks, Wanda. Good morning. And after last night's presidential debate, discussions on American foreign policy, what was and perhaps more prominently what wasn't discussed, will likely dominate the news cycle for today. But economics will likely be on the minds of many Palm Beach County and Boca Raton officials. The debate, hosted by Boca's Lynn University, brought roughly 9,000 visitors to South Florida. Boca Raton's Mayor Susan Welchel estimates that in the last week alone, debate-related activities have added between $5 and $6 million to the city's coffers.
Really, there's a residual effect way down the line. The amount of media coverage and free PR that the city of Boca has received as a result of the debate is in the millions.
Police surveillance, fire rescue services, and administrative expenses for the event cost the city of Boca Raton only about $250,000. The city partnered with Xbox and Rock the Vote for a huge debate watch party at Meisner Park last night as well. It was supposed to be a discussion about foreign policy, but most of the focus of the debate last night was on places like the Middle East and China and not Latin America and the Caribbean. While most of the hemispheric discussions were left on the table during the debate, they were not ignored in the spin rooms. Florida Senator Marco Rubio told reporters he favors changes in the longstanding Cuban Adjustment Act.
You're seeing a lot of people still coming, obviously fleeing communism, and that was the purpose of the Cuban Adjustment Act. And then you're seeing some people come here saying, claiming political asylum and saying they've left Cuba for political reasons, and yet a year and a day after being here, are traveling back to Cuba 25 times a year.
Senator Rubio rallied for the Romney-Ryan ticket during an event among Cuban-American supporters in Hialeah yesterday before the debate in Boca Raton. In other news, the world's population is rapidly growing, which is forcing cities to rapidly change, and South Florida is no exception. A Miami professor is capturing the challenges major cities face on film and, as Ariana Prothero reports, screening his documentary in a unique way.
University of Miami School of Communication professor Sanjeev Chatterjee originally thought about his film called On Cities as a traditional documentary that would be shown in the traditional way. Chatterjee wanted his film to spark conversations about the problems major cities face, but realized that if he didn't give people a venue to talk about the issues in the film, then that conversation may never happen. So Chatterjee broke up his film into segments and broadcast them over the web to people all around the world.
And in between the segments of the film, you have an opportunity to interact with experts, forward thinkers, citizens using technology. So we are trying to kind of redefine what a screening might look like if it was more purposeful.
At Monday's event at University of Miami, viewers watched from as far away as Botswana and experts weighed in from places like Sao Paulo. Participants discussed issues including overcrowding, food scarcity, and of particular importance to South Florida, climate change. On Cities is an ongoing project from the Knight Center for International Media. I'm Ariana Prothero in Miami.
We're also watching Tropical Storm Sandy, which has formed in the southern Caribbean and is headed northward. It's not expected to affect South Florida, but we'll have an update on its possible impacts throughout the morning. Stay tuned. From the Miami Herald newsroom, I'm Phil Latzman.